Richard, well, to quote many of those texting us after the game this afternoon, what happened?
I think it's actually very simple. On a day like today, neither side were going to score tries from open play. It was too wet and the hands were so cold. Teams were going to score by kicking well and by having a good scrum and a good driving maul. Today, I thought the halfbacks for London Irish kicked very accurately and put us under a lot of pressure as our receivers were getting it man and ball. Unfortunately, our halfbacks did not have the same accuracy with the kicking. We could not put them under the same pressure. And then the driving maul was very efficient. You know, we'd worked very hard at the maul, but today we came off really second best, and London Irish were able to drive us at will. We didn't manage to stop their maul. They scored two tries from a driving maul, and their third try from a scrum came from driving a maul and then getting a scrum put in and scoring from the scrum. We had numerous opportunities, 5 or 10 metres out from their line. I would say probably far more opportunities than they did, 5 metres from their line to score, and we failed to do the same. They took their chances really well. So I am disappointed. We are all very disappointed because we have worked very hard on our mauling strategy, and today, when you need it in the wet conditions, it just didn't happen. So those two major factors really were quite clearly where we didn't win the game.
Is it some form of curse of being on the road? Is there a problem?
Well, yeah, well, this was one of the games that we'd worked so hard for 3 weeks to target this one as an away win and to try and break that run of away defeats. But first 20 minutes, we've conceded two tries to drive in mauls, and you can't do that. And it was a little bit like watching us play against Northampton. We were powerless. You know, we were sat on the touchline with the replacements, and you know, if one team's going to drive you and keep the ball, and you can't get them down, I don't know what it is. But we worked very hard for 3 weeks to target this for an away game, and everybody thought we were going to do this. But when you go two tries down in the first 20 minutes, it just knocks the stuffing out of you. Of course, the London Irish pack were buoyed by the success at the mall, and the London Irish backs sat behind that just watching what was going on. We're obviously delighted to see their pack score two driving mauls, and you know, on a day like today where it's a big day for them, we fueled the crowd and fueled the Irish players. And we knew in the first 20 minutes away from home on a day like this with a big crowd, you've got to keep the crowd quiet and play well and start well, but didn't happen.
And basics too, the set piece wasn't there, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, and that's, again, on a wet day, you have to rely, you know, it's a battle of forwards, and if your forwards win the forward battle and your halfbacks kick well, it's not rocket science, you normally win the game. We didn't do that. We didn't have a strong enough platform today, and for some reason our maul didn't go well. I'd say we didn't kick very well at halfback, so those two combinations put us under too much pressure.